Can you imagine what an honor it was for me to see my name connected to hers in print? I never have felt so much, I never felt like I would burst like that when I saw that somewhere in the New York Times. Have been compared to great photographers in history, and I look at that pantheon and I feel so settled and so safe. I don't want to leave the planet. I want to see what's going to happen with my garden this year. I don't want to not see my friends and my family. But I feel like I've created a spot for myself in the history of photography, which is why I came here in the first place 25 years ago. So I'm so excited to see what goes from here, because it can only become more interesting as my site ebbs or doesn't ebb, or each year gets added on to my experience. Every year is different. How I feel, what my spirit feels like, not being able to see people's faces and relying more on their spirit and what they emit from their solar plexus, not what their face looks like. So the parenthetical part to that is, if I was to be finished tomorrow, I found my place in history, and I'm so honored. I can barely keep from smiling when I think about it. I feel very fulfilled, and like I still have just scratched the surface.
How many of us can say that? You know, we came here to do something, and you did it.
I don't know, but I'll tell you, I would not, if I could not be in, I wouldn't turn back the clock and erase any of my experience, or any of the pain, the fright, the sadness. I would not undo any of it, to if it meant not having this journey, not being where I am right now. I really mean that I would not change it. If I was offered my site tomorrow, I really have to give it some serious consideration. And I think it would be as hard to go backwards into a normal sighted world as it was to go into an almost unsighted. I would miss my experience right now, because I really think people around me, I feel that they thrive on my enthusiasm, and I feel as long as I can continue to inspire people, that I'm just fine the way I am. People's first reaction is, can you fix it? I say, no, I can't fix it. Are you sure they can't put, you know, give you another eye? I'm like, no, no. And they're like, my mother always wants to give me her eyes. And I say, no, no, no. You know, I have my special eye. And I really mean that from the bottom of my heart. I didn't know if I meant it or not when I said it the first year, but now, almost 8 years later, I can say it with complete authority that I see, no one sees only with their eyes, but you just don't realize it until you have to.